Welcome to the recap for stage six of the 2021 Cape Epic. A lot of rain overnight made for really muddy and slippery conditions, and it actually made it so that they shortened the course. Let's get into the numbers. 81 kilometers for length, which is roughly 50 miles, and 1,850 meters of climbing, which is roughly 6,000 feet of climbing. That gave us a climb to distance ratio of about 121 feet climbed per mile, or 23 meters climbed per kilometer. That's about average for the rest of the stages that we've had. That's right there in the middle of what we had. The terrain was a bit different in this area. The dirt has a pretty weak composition, so it's really affected by rain and water. So there were a lot of drainage kind of trenches that we had cutting across the trails. And then there were also a lot of water bars that were designed into the trails. If it was dry, I assume the dirt would have been extremely hard packed and slippery with kind of like very tiny little pebbles on top. But the rain actually kind of helped it because it made it a bit more grippy. Those water bars and ruts, though, made it so that it liked to steal your momentum at every chance that it got. So it was pretty tough to get into a flow. There was a lot of fire road today as well, especially in the early part of this stage. So with all of that said, let's get into the team's reports.
How's it, guys? Checking from our second last day of this epic week. Stage six, day seven. Today got shortened a little bit because of the weather, like I said yesterday. Still a pretty hard day, some really muddy conditions. Luckily, didn't get rained on too much. It's just muddy. Yeah, overall, another solid day, keeping it consistent. And we finished 15th. And still in 18th place in GC, probably where we'll stay. I think we need like 12 minutes or something to move up. So, yeah, just play it safe tomorrow, stay out of trouble. Overall, today I could really feel that it was day seven of a really hard race. So I can definitely feel I'm tired. Everything hurts. But, yeah, overall, I think we rode a solid ride, solid day.
Yeah, the stage was shortened due to pretty intense rain last night, which, to be honest, was a welcome, because it would not have been nice to ride in heavy rain. So stage was shortened and start time was changed to an hour later to hope you missed the rain, which we pretty much did, but the trails obviously didn't. It was cold, a lot of mud, so I didn't enjoy either of those. I don't do well with the cold. But yeah, like Rousseau said, we pretty much kept it consistent and just did what we could. We could both feel the past week of riding. I've got a bit of a sinus issue. Hopefully it's not bad. Hopefully I get to the finish tomorrow. Definitely my legs were feeling it. But yeah, otherwise it was, well, the last few Ks was nice because we knew we were getting home. But other than that, we were just stoked to cross the line. I wasn't feeling great this morning, like I said. So I was happy to get over it, and now I'm feeling a bit better. Tomorrow's the last stage, the finale, I don't actually remember what they call it. So yeah, hopefully tomorrow we can give you some feedback from the finish line and say that we've done Cape Epic. Like Rousseau said, with GC and everything, yeah, we're pretty much still in the same place, and hopefully we don't move up, hopefully we move up, but not down. And yeah, so far it's been a good ride by both of us. Yeah, we couldn't really enjoy the trails today because of all the mud. I feel sorry for anyone riding the trails later this week because they are pretty destroyed after 600 riders have gone through there. But yeah, tomorrow is, I think, 65 Ks.
Shortest day.
Shortest day, but still a fair amount of elevation. I think Rousseau's ridden some of the routes.
No, it's quite a punchy day at least. So I'm looking forward to that.
I guess I'm just going to manage my sinus and get to the finish line.
I think the worst is done. It's just kind of autopilot home, stay out of trouble. Finish this thing. We're really close. So it's been a really good week, and I think a very good first epic experience. Did what we could. Some things happened. We handled it, managed it. And just taking it as it comes. But yeah, really an honor and a privilege to have been able to do this week.
Stage six today. Originally, this was kind of like we were already going to be over the hump, like mentally speaking, because stage five was so hard. But it wasn't that way. Weather had a totally different plan. Hey, Brandon?
Yes.
It rained so much last night. Like, it was hard to sleep. It was so loud. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. It was rain.
Yeah. And the mud was, especially in the beginning.
Yes. We started out and probably, I don't know, 200 or 300 meters in, there is just mud field and deep mud.
Yeah. Like, really deep, like pedals were scraping through at times. Like, the ruts were deep enough that you were hitting your feet.
Yeah. At that point, we were kind of thinking, oh, this is going to be like a 6-hour day. Great. That sounds amazing. Fortunately, it wasn't.
Well, amazing for you. Brandon was like, I'm going to get to run instead of ride. So Brandon was very excited.
Exactly.
But it didn't end up being that way all the way through, actually. It was way better than I had feared it would be.
Yeah. Yeah. It cleared up quite a bit.
Yeah. It was the hardest day for me so far. Yesterday was really hard. But today, like, I think that we got 700 meters in and the group just started rolling away. Like, there were already people, because we're in the A group and it goes all the way to like H or something. But there were people behind me in the A group. But that front group that we've been going with every day, I just couldn't hold. And it was at that point, like 700 meters in, that I suddenly had to start like bargaining with myself, you know, and like just a bit more. Just get over that next rise, just do that. And so I did that for 81 kilometers today. And like, I'm pretty emotionally and mentally spent after that battle. It was really, really hard. I was completely exhausted. And yeah, so it was really hard. Extremely, it took a lot, like that probably took a year off my life today. So that was really, but we have one day left. So and we didn't crash today, which was a really good thing.
Like, no crashes. I was pretty blown away at that because it was my first time riding in mud, but I actually quite enjoyed it. It's actually probably the one time while mountain biking that everyone else has to slip and slide around just as much as me. So I took a lot of comfort in that. So that was
you were ripping today, and your gaps were big enough on the climbs to me today. And then your descending was so good that I couldn't really close it down that much. There were a few times where I was worried that we might get beyond the 2-minute point, as far as, cause you can't be more than 2 minutes apart, but man, it was a really hard one. So, a couple things though, the good karma,
good karma
situation.
So, when we were in this final, it wasn't
not final climb.
Sorry. one of the climbs in the latter portion of the race, there was a team that we had ridden with and gotten to talk to a little bit. They were off their bikes because one of them had a dead Axis battery. And at first, when they told me that, I just kind of let them go up the road and went, oh, well, sorry about that.
Yeah.
But then my conscience started to get to me, and I caught up to them and I gave them my Axis battery and thought that, hey, well, this is going to be good karma by giving them my Axis battery. Mm-hmm. Shortly after that, I sliced my sidewall on a little river crossing. So,
not even your sidewall. It was right at the bead. Which for those of you that don't know, that's like the worst spot to get a puncture because they usually don't seal. It's too much pressure and stress right in that spot. So sealant definitely doesn't work. And even tire plugs usually struggle to work, relatively speaking there. So when I saw that it was there, I was a little worried that we were going to have to tube it, which would have taken a lot of time.
Yep.
But the stands dart helped.
Yeah, we were able to limp it on in. And
pro tip on that, by the way, because stand starts have these like little like feather things that come off of them. We actually like tucked those underneath in between the bead of the rim and the tire. And I think that kind of helped it probably hold better.
Yeah.
It kind of gave it a buffer in between the rim and that. So then the rim and that pressure didn't constantly reopen it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll be capitalizing or cashing in on that good karma tomorrow.
Yes.
That's bound to happen.
Yeah. So one more day. We're almost there. What an incredible race.
Hi guys, another stage done. This morning I thought we were in stage 5 and I'm like, oh, I am so tired. Today was good. It was really rainy as we were warming up. I started with a rain jacket, which I quickly realized I did not need. And I definitely had it like tucked in my belly for the first, I'd say 45K or whatever it was until aid 2. And then I was able to stop and put it in my back, in my little camel back. So that was good. The sun felt really good when he came out. When we started the stage, the first half kilometer was like super, super sloppy. Bikes were going everywhere. And I was like, okay, if this is what the whole day is going to be, is really important that I get to the front and not have my lines be messed up by people's inability to ride the lines that they want to. So I actually made it to the front pretty quick, and I was setting pace the majority of the time, which was kind of funny because I think a lot of the guys had a good laugh that a chick was leading the whole pack, but whatever. I just wanted to do my own pace and, you know, I'd stay safe. I think that's the really big part when you're starting with so many people is that, you know, yes, your draft might be so much better on the back, but your chances of missing splits or having a mechanical or having someone crash in front of you goes up substantially. So yeah, next day there's 2 lonely leopards. One was Gert and the other one, it was former World Tour pro. I kind of stayed with them for the first 50K. I jokingly kept telling them, you guys are on a recovery spin because I should not be hanging out with you for this long. Normally I make it like 10, maybe 15K, but not that long amount of time. But, you know, it was good to talk to them and earn their respect over the past few days by showing them that, you know, I'm pretty fit and I'm pretty good at riding a bicycle, not only up, but also down. And they told me that if I ever come back, I should really come and contest the UCI, you know, the pro women race. So we'll see if I come back. I mean, I'm definitely interested. I think this race has been a lot more fun than I imagined. It's been hard, but it hasn't taken it out of me like I thought that it would. And progressively each day I've been getting better and better. Like we work with a massage group that kind of takes care of everybody here at Cape Epic. It's like an add-on service that you can do. And the guy I worked with today, he's like working on my legs. And he's like, did you actually ride today? Like your legs don't feel like you race your bike. Like they feel better than yesterday. So it's really good to know that my body's adapting and, you know, the training I have done over the past 5 years, but also over the past year, as I built for the Olympics, has really increased my ability to respond well to these really high days. And I did once again set the fastest women time. I think it was like by a minute or something like that. So that was really cool to see. And, you know, obviously we're racing a different race. Like they don't get to draft off the men. I get to draft off of, you know, anybody I'm around except the women. And then when it comes to, you know, the course, like I do have a lot of traffic and the elite women do not have really any traffic. So it's, you know, some stages it plays into their advantage, other stages it plays into mine, but I'm always happy to go ride my bike fast and race it good. And yeah, I really enjoyed the stage. I think the conditions were really good and I can't believe we're already at one day to go. So right now I have to kind of pack everything this evening because tomorrow is a point-to-point transfer on the bike. So we will not be returning to Wellington and the place we've been at. It's been amazing. So one more day to go, friends.